Anderson leads Willie Bo through an enactment of what happened at the public ceremony. Willie Bo begins to relive it. His father is being honored. Willie Bo is part of the ROTC honor guard. Suddenly, an army of old people come on. They're angry. They've heard rumors that their senior city will never happen. Willie Bo sings.
Marching to the square, marching in, advancing like an army. Hundreds of old people marching, marching everywhere. You can hear the beat, the marching feet of old people in the square. And they come, and they come. Everyone is marching. Christ, how they come! Military marching. My blood is running cold. 'Cause everyone is old.
The leader of the old people is a black man. He assaults Willie Bo's father. Willie Bo shoots the black man. This was the initial action that brought on Willie Bo's partial amnesia and brought him back to this room. The reenactment is at fever pitch, and Willie Bo, shedding clothes, begins to let himself go as the old slaves used to in Congo Square. Delphine joins Willie Bo in a joyous, savage dance. When Anderson tries to escape, Willie Bo shoots him. And the final pieces of Willie Bo's fragmented mind have fit into place. The wrecking ball hits. Willie Bo is free of any need for fantasy now, chooses to stay. He has had the courage to pursue the truth of his own destiny. He is at peace. He gently reaches out for Delphine. She takes his hand. They hold each other. And they waltz. The wrecking ball hits again and again, and the whole world collapses around them. But Willie Bo and his Delphine keep waltzing, waltzing, waltzing.